select passages demonstrating God's sovereignty. His sovereignty rules over all, Psalm 103:19. And as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive, Genesis 50:20. And the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth, or who makes him dumb or deaf, or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord?" Exodus 4:11. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may perform these signs of mine among them, that you may know that I am the Lord." Exodus 10:1 and 2. "For the Lord your God hardened his, the king's, spirit, and made his heart obstinate." Deuteronomy 2:30. "See now that I am he, and there is no God besides me. It is I who puts to death and gives life. I have wounded, and it is I who heals, and there is no one who can deliver from my hand." Deuteronomy 32:39. Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. Judges 9:23. "The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and rich. He brings low. He also exalts." 1 Samuel 2:6 and 7. "And the spirit of Yahweh turned aside from Saul, and a spirit of sadness from Yahweh terrified him." 1 Samuel 16:14. "The spirit of sadness from Elohim prospers over Saul." I Samuel 18:10. "And a spirit of sadness from Yahweh is unto Saul first." Samuel 19:9. "Are you not God in heaven? And do you rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And is there power and might in your hand, so that none is able to withstand you?" 2 Chronicles 20:6. "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Praise the name of Yahweh." Job 1:21. "What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" Job 2:10. "Yet he is one, and who can turn him back? What his soul has yearned for he shall do." Job 23:13. "I know that thou canst do all things, and that no purpose of thine can be thwarted." Job 42:2. "The steps of a man are established by the Lord." Psalm 27:23. "Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him." Psalm 115:3. "Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and in earth, in seas and in all deeps." Psalm 135:6. "In thy book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them." Psalm 139:16. "The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil." Proverbs 16:4. "The ordering of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from Jehovah." Proverbs 16:9. "The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Proverbs 16:9. "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." Proverbs 16:33. "Man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his way?" Proverbs 20:24. "The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes." Proverbs 21:1. "The Lord of hosts himself has planned it. Therefore, who can stand in its way? It is his hand that is outstretched, so who can turn it back?" Isaiah 14:27. "Yea, before the day was, I am he, and no one delivers out of my hand. I will work, and who will reverse it?" Isaiah 43:13. "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." Isaiah 45:7. "For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. I have planned it, surely I will do it." Isaiah 46:9-11. Behold, I myself have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and brings out a weapon for its work, and I have created the destroyer to ruin, Isaiah 54:16. So shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Why, O Lord, dost thou cause us to stray from thy ways and harden our heart from fearing thee? Isaiah 63:17. Yet, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We all are the work of your hands. Isaiah 64:8. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. The Lord has done what he purposed. He has accomplished his word which he commanded from days of old. Lamentations 2:17. Who is there who speaks and it comes to pass unless the Lord has commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that both good and evil go forth? Lamentations 3:37 and 38. For I, the Lord, shall speak, and whatever word I speak will be performed. Ezekiel 12:25. It is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. Daniel 2:21. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will, and sets up over it the lowest of men. Daniel 4:17. He does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and no one can ward off his hand or say to him, "What hast thou done?" Daniel 4:35. If evil occurs in a city, has not the Lord done it? Amos 3:6. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father, and even the very hairs on your head are numbered. Matthew 10:29 and 30. A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. John 3:27. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. John 6:44. For this reason I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father. John 6:65. Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, so that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." John 12:39 to 40. You would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above. John 19:11. This man, Christ, delivered up by the predetermined plan and the foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men. Acts 2:23. For truly in this city there were gathered together against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever thy hand and thy purpose predestined to occur. Acts 4:27 and 28. As many as had been ordained to aeonian life believed, Acts 13:48. Known from the ages to God are all his works, Acts 15:18. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is served with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives life and breath and all things to all. And he has made all nations of men of one blood to dwell on all the face of the earth, ordaining four appointed seasons and boundaries of their dwelling to seek the Lord, if perhaps they might feel after him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also certain of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Acts 17:24 to 28. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Romans 8:20 and 21. For us, who love God, who are the called according to his purpose, There is an awareness that he is working all together for good, Romans 8:28. For though the twins were not yet born and had not done anything good or bad in order that God's purpose according to his choice might stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls, Romans 9:11. So then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy, Romans 9:16. For the scripture tells Pharaoh, I raised you up for this reason, so that I may display my power in you, and that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth, Romans 9:17. For who has resisted his will, Romans 9:17? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay, to make from the same lump one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? Romans 9:21. For God has shut up all men in disobedience, that he may show mercy to all, Romans 11:32. For out of him, and through him, and to him is all, to whom be majesty for the ages. Amen, Romans 11:36. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist are instituted by God, Romans 13:1. What do you have that you did not receive? 1 Corinthians 4:7. There is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, 1 Corinthians 8:6. Yet all is of God, 2 Corinthians 5:18. In him in whom our lot was cast also, being designated beforehand according to the purpose of the one who is operating all in accord with the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:11. This was in accordance with the purpose of the ages which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 3:11. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all, Ephesians 4:6. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, Philippians 2:13. Therefore, God will be sending them an operation of deception for them to believe the falsehood, 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Who wills all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus before times aeonian, 2 Timothy 1:9.